K-Rock 955, Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Now, this came across my desk and I went, the Whitlams. I love the Whitlams. Mm. Let's chat to Tim Friedman from the Whitlams. That'd be great. And then I said to you guys, hey, we're talking to Tim Friedman from the Whitlams. Mm-hmm. And you were both, not that I was super surprised, but you were both like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then I've told other people around the building.
Yes.
And they're like, hell yeah. And then I said, oh, they're coming to town. And everyone's like, hell yeah. It's like, oh my God, what a response from a great Aussie band. Mm. But it's like almost a primal thing.
Well, I thought I summoned him because Jimmy and I were talking about him last night or the other night. And then you text me and I was like, I have summoned the amazing Tim. And here he is. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm summoned. Here I am.
Come out of a lamp. mate, it was, I'm being sincere. You're playing a gig in Queenscliff at the Town Hall this weekend, Saturday, 13th of August. And so we've got some tickets and that kind of thing. And so I've been talking to people around the building, and it's just, I think it's a beautiful thing, and it must be very special for you. The passion that still is sparked within people, particularly in Victoria.
The flame is hot.
About the Whitlams.
Oh, I think we used to come down a hell of a lot, and I think people just have fond memories. We always, put on a solid show, and I think they're particularly excited about this one because I'm mixing it up and they won't be getting what they usually expect.
Yes.
Because it's the Whitlams Black Stump Band, this act.
And it's a big country, isn't it, Tim?
It is half of us, me and Terrapi and I, my long-term drummer. We're joined by three roots musicians. So we've got a pedal steel, banjo, an acoustic guitar. And we still do Whitlam songs. We still do Blow Up the Pokies and Aphrodisiac and You Sound Like Louis Burdett. Mm. But it's done with a Americana, with an Americana twist.
Amazing.
It's a bit more Wilco and Tom Petty than it is Slim Dusty.
Nice.
Not that there's anything wrong with Slim Dust.
No,
absolutely.
We never
not.
Say that.
Nothing at all, but I love a bit of Tom Petty over here on this side of the desk. And some really good storytelling too, Tim. The day John Sattler broke his jaw, I had no idea what that actually related to, where, it's all AFL mad down here, but then I looked at the backstory to that song, and it's a story of rugby league in the 70s in Sydney and a massive day. So you love telling the stories through your new music as well.
Yeah, well, country music's great for narratives. It's all about the story. And that particular one, it's about all the working class suburbs in the middle of Sydney waking up on grand final day and just what a match like that can mean to them all.
Amazing, and so it's not just that song though. You've got some of the originals that we all know and love. You've got the John Sattler song, but is there a bit more country as well that we can expect?
It's a whole show, and we've recorded an album. We'll put it out next year probably.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying it. We've been through North Queensland and down through Gunnedah and Orange, and this weekend we're doing Victoria. So. We're pretty serious about it. It's a great excuse to get out away from the cities.
Yeah.
I just wanted to work more, so I just tried to put another string to my bow.
Did you have to invest in more denim if you're doing country? Is there like a certain quota?
Look, whenever I used to bet on the horses and it was a big day, I'd always go double denim.
Nice. The Canadian tuxedo. Just wear it well.
Everyone has their lucky charm. Double denim's mine. I don't pull it out often. if you misuse it, it won't be effective, but I swear by it.
Well, Queenscliff is the place to pull it out, so you're going to do well there.
Yeah.
It has been a very big 7 days for Australian music, losing two amazing Australian singer-songwriters in Olivia Newton-John and Judith Durham from The Seekers. Does that reverberate through the music industry? Do you feel that pain together, losing two such massive names?
It is sad, especially when they're so young.
Yeah.
And, the average age these days is a lot older than, unfortunately, the age at which they died. And they're both had very influential lives. I met them both for probably 30 seconds each, but I remember that moment very fondly because they seem to emanate life and warmth. So it is a sad week, yes.
Mm. 97, I want to go back 25 years to 1997. I do believe that that was an amazing year in music, particularly in Australia, mm-hmm. and in talking like releases, but also festivals. And it was a great time to be alive, and I'm really grateful for being just old enough to be experienced. I was 15 at that time. So it's just Eternal Nightcap, one of your biggest albums, was released that year, along with some other seminal kind of Aussie rock kind of albums over the whole industry. But it's 25 years this year. You're celebrating with a bit of a tour. Can you believe, A, that it's been 25 years, and can you believe that it still resonates today?
I'm thrilled the way the tour's gone. We're playing bigger rooms than we often do. Usually we'll do 6 or 7 corner hotels.
Sure.
In Richmond. This time, you know, we're just going to do the Forum. And so it's going to really go up and down because that's more like 2,000 people.
Yeah.
I think the reason that album is remembered so fondly is because of exactly what you say, is that people were listening to it when they were in their late teens and early 20s, and that's exactly what the album was about. It was about all the drama and the happiness and the sadness and the confusion that you go through when you're just reaching adulthood. And so it is remembered cherished by a lot of people, and I certainly don't complain about that.
Imagine it'd be a bit of fun getting out there and playing it too.
Yeah, there's some deep tracks. We obviously have to play it all, and there are some tracks we don't do that often, so we're busy rehearsing it and adding all the keyboard layers, because I listened to it the other night. I hadn't heard it for about 10 years, and there's quite a bit going on in the background. And whereas the last 10 years, we've been just doing it as a muscular four-piece, so I'm going to try and add the embroidery, shall we say.
Amazing. Lovely.
Amazing.
Sounds beautiful.
All right. Well, so that's 17th of September at the Forum. Tickets on sale now. But we're excited to see you this weekend with the Whitlam's Black Stump Band, Queenscliff Town Hall in Queenscliff. And tickets are on sale for that too. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Tim Freeman from the Whitlam's.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for summoning me.
Yes, you were so welcome.
Wish granted.